You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The so-called sequester is scheduled to take effect today. $85 billion in automatic federal spending cuts are scheduled since no other deal has been reached on deficit reduction. West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton joins us. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Gordon.
Let me begin by reading from this op-ed today that comes from Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles. They were the co-chairs of President Obama's Deficit Reduction Task Force. They say that lawmakers in Washington have done what previously seemed unthinkable. They have allowed sequestration to mindlessly cut spending across the board rather than to agree to a coherent deficit reduction plan. And they go on to say that despite all the pain this is going to cause, it does nothing to deal with the long-term drivers of our growing debt. What do you think about that?
Well, they make a couple of very good points. And, you know, I'll say that no one really wanted this sequester to come in. We wanted to see legislation passed, enacted, that would have offset these with and replaced them with other spending cuts. And we did that in the House last year. We passed two different bills that did that. Didn't get an ounce of action from the Senate. And then we delayed the sequester date. You'll remember that it was going to kick in on January 1st. We then pushed it back until March 1st to say, let's see if maybe a little bit more time, even though this sequester had been on the books since August of 2011, and didn't get it done. So these automatic across-the-board cuts impact today. Now, what Simpson and Bowles are doing, two good friends of mine, by the way, is referencing that really the long-term driver of the deficit, let's face it, it's on the entitlement changes or entitlement expenditures. And, you know, we've watched these grow. In the 70s, it was about 10% of our budget. Today, it's about a third of our budget. And we have 10,000 Americans turning 65 every single day. So you have growing numbers of folks that are participating in benefits from, you know, Medicare as well as Social Security. And unless these programs are reformed, at some point they really swallow up virtually all of the revenues that are collected. So long term, absolutely, we have to reform these systems, not only to protect current seniors, but and make the changes that you have to make. And I suspect that frankly, will happen this summer. But for the time being, we've got to do, you know, the revenue side of the picture. Higher taxes happened in January with the issue of the fiscal cliff. The president was able to get $600 billion more in more revenue without any spending cuts. This now is the spending cut side of the equation. And yes, it impacts virtually everything with a couple of exceptions. It exempts veterans payments, Social Security, Medicaid, and food stamps, in essence, programs for the most vulnerable of Americans.
Let me jump in for just a moment. When this was on the table and you voted for it, did you vote for this idea of a sequester believing that it was so onerous that this was going to force the two sides to come together and agree on some sort of deficit reduction plan?
Well, yes. We all hoped that the sequester idea, and by the way, of course, as we know, it's been highly publicized just in the last couple of days here with Bob Woodward, who made the point that, yes, it did come from the president himself in terms of putting that on the table back in July and August of 2011. But the whole design of the sequester was, in fact, to force Congress to make the tough choices on the spending side to alter the structural deficit that we have today. And again, in the House, we did that twice last year. We passed two different bills. Of course, we passed the budget every year. And as you know, and as we've talked about in the past, the Senate's not passed a budget in 4 years. Hopefully that changes this year because we did pass this little bill the president signed into law a couple weeks ago, no budget, no pay. So if neither House or Senate passes a budget, the pay is going to be withheld from members of the Senate and the House. And let's hope that acts as an incentive to get a budget done. But yeah, the answer to your question is yes, the idea of a sequester, just automatic across-the-board cuts, protecting again Social Security, Medicaid, veterans, and food stamps would be enough to force Congress to make some of the spending choices that ultimately have to be made. And you know, at the end of the day, it didn't happen.
The Detroit News article from earlier this week about the possible impact of these cuts on Michigan quotes Congressman Dave Camp, who I know that you know pretty well, saying that the debt is weighing down the economy. But they also note there's a George Mason University study that predicts that if these cuts go through, Michigan's going to lose about 32,000 jobs this year. In about 30 seconds or so, how do you weigh those two things, the debt and yet the possible short-term impact on the economy these cuts could have?
Well, you know, the president said a long time ago that he wanted to cut the deficit in half. That didn't happen. $1 trillion deficits the last 4 years. We don't have a lot of volunteers saying, cut my program. So ultimately, if you don't make those tough choices, something else has to happen. And that's what's happened here. And again, it is somewhat balanced in remembering that more revenues were added to the deficit fight with the $600 billion that were part of the fiscal cliff. So at the end, sure, something's going to happen, but we don't want to end up like Europe. We got to get this fiscal house in order. We're likely to see the House pass a budget later this month that will actually balance the budget within the next 10 years. We hope that can happen.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
You bet, Gordon. Thanks.
West Michigan Congressman Fred Upton on the sequester taking effect today. That will result in $85 billion in automatic spending cuts because no other deal has been reached on deficit reduction. You're listening to WMUK.